This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the 7 past the hour zone here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here for another hour of exemplary broadcasting, if I do say so myself. I don't know that I'm the exemplary broadcaster. I'm a broadcaster. Ken is exemplary in the information that he provides to you every week here on Good Day Health. You find it both at your local station. Many of the same stations carry the Good Day program Monday through Friday, carry Good Day Health. And you can also get it at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mondura, Florida. We always cover a number of things that are important. It's been interesting. The last couple of weeks, there have been a number of stories on depression, Ken. And I thought maybe we would follow up on some of the, I think last week we were talking about exercise being the best way to ward off depression. And now I see this week, if you're new to the program, I should give you a little background. Or Ken researches all of the various medical journals, finds things that are of concern to most people or many people, and then translates why the story is important and what you can do, what you can learn from it, how it can help you in your current state of medical awareness. So, having said that, and having talked about ways of getting rid of your depression last week, there's a study out this week about women and depression and how it's brought about.
Yes, this is an area that you've always been interested in, Doug, traumatic brain injury. I think you talk about some experience from your youth. And this is out of the annual meeting of the American Society of Anesthesiologists this week in San Francisco that we learned that women are more likely to develop depression after suffering a traumatic brain injury. This is an analysis of 9 published studies, including nearly, are you ready, 700,000 people. And they found that the risk for depression among women after a traumatic brain injury, this is a concussion or worse, is nearly 50% higher than it is for men. And I guess you're going to ask me why.
I would ask you why, but you already asked yourself why, so why?
Well, I was prepared for this question, which is a hard question to answer because it's even unclear why depression is disproportionately affecting women without traumatic brain injury, which it does, but it affects it even worse with traumatic brain injury. And perhaps it may be due to a neurotransmitter, these chemicals in the brain, which are responsible for transmitting the electrical impulses from nerve cell to nerve cell, and it's called glutamate. And excess glutamate, which does occur after traumatic brain injury, could be toxic to cells. It causes cell injury or death. And this imbalance in glutamate may be responsible for an increased risk of depression. And why it's more in women is really not clear.
Well, so we've got some conclusion, but not all the conclusion. It's not conclusive.
And the upshot of this is you really have to watch for suicide after traumatic brain injury, because one of the most common causes of death after traumatic brain injury is not so much from the head injury, it's from suicide.
Really? Now, that is amazing, isn't it, huh? Yeah, okay. All right, well, the idea here with Ken at the helm, understanding what's going on, sometimes it becomes almost like an invite for you to find out more about what's going on with you specifically, and you can reach out to Ken, call the office at 352-735-1400 for a consultation either in person or on Zoom, because that's the way it's done by a lot of people these days. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida, 352-735-1400. Not to be confused with the line you can call to ask Dr. Ken a question. Ask Dr. Ken comes up later in this hour of Good Day Health. You may dial 855-999-3684 anytime, day, night, doesn't make any difference. the answering device will work. You can leave your question, and if it's a good one, we'll get it on the air with Ken. 855-999-3684 for anybody anywhere in the country to ask a question of Ken. All right, let's go to the COVID stuff, because there's a couple of things here that I wanted to talk about. The first one I find rather, I don't know if amusing is the right word, but certainly it's compelling information and may help explain why there are so many piles of junk here, there, and everywhere. Right?
Yes. Studies have shown, Doug, that between 3% and 5% of the population are compulsive hoarders. I don't know if you've ever known one, but this is real, posing danger to themselves and others. And an interesting outcome of the COVID pandemic, Doug, has been that hoarding seems to appear with greater frequency these days, telling tales of people who have little space to eat or sleep because their floors, countertops, and bookshelves are cluttered with literally thousands of items that have little tangible value. This can make fire rescue very difficult. There are many stories of humane societies seizing overwhelming numbers of sick or starving dogs or cats from animal hoarders.
Wow. You think it's... Some people laugh at that sort of thing, at hoarding. I had a friend, a lady that lived in Chicago once that I saw for a while, and she wouldn't let me into her house because she had newspapers that were 10 years old. She had piles of things all over the place, and she was ashamed, but yet she didn't do anything about it. And you wonder, again, what it is that makes people that compulsive. Some people just are.
They resist to give up any belongings, no matter how useless they may be. And this seems to be, this compulsion is worse after the pandemic.
You know, I go through my moments, because with all the things I have on the farm, things that I keep and use, or I might keep and might use, I don't want to throw them away. I don't like to waste things. But every once in a while, this week is an example. We're moving a building, and there's a lot of stuff in it that is of no value. We filled up a dumpster with this stuff.
Well, maybe it's now 6% of the population.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah, right, exactly. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Here's a way for you to relieve the stress in your life. Take a trip. How about I arrange for you? I don't have to arrange it. You can arrange it yourself. I'll give you the tools. And basically, the bottom line, the only tool you need is a phone. And writing down this number, 800-419-3684. What happens when you dial that number? You're going to get through to somebody at 541 Travel. You're going to win 3 days and two nights at a fabulous hotel in Las Vegas. You could win tickets to a Vegas show. That's part of the new wrinkle here. So if you're ready to play... This is, by the way, playing there is fun. This is the easiest contest, the easiest game you could ever play. All you got to do is call 800-419-3684. Folks at 541 Travel will fix it so you're ready to go. Impossible to lose this contest. You don't have to buy anything. Have a good time, right? For a good time, call Doug, by the way. That translates to 800-419-DOUG. Las Vegas, 3 days, two nights, free. At that number, 800-419-3684.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. So there, I was just, as we were talking about the pandemic and hoarding and stuff, I came across something somewhat of a new explanation, I guess, for long COVID. This is something parents are concerned about because of what's going on with some children. And they found that one of the things that are left over after you've had a bad case of coronavirus is the gut is all out of whack. Your gut is affected by these bacteria, apparently, the virus, not bacteria, sorry. The virus and bacteria are different. And so the fact that things are not produced normally in your gut because the virus upsets that system, I guess that would make sense, Ken, right? It gets into your body and upsets pretty much everything.
Absolutely. You know, we have that microbiome of millions and millions of bugs that you need to have a well effective gut.
Yep.
And it's not surprising. I think what we're going to learn is that a lot of other viruses besides long COVID upset the biome. So, and this is real. And this may be part of why people are seeing long COVID symptoms and how COVID-19 specifically upsets the biome.
All right. So
stay tuned.
Well, this is a sort of another look at another year of this stuff. Apparently, RSV is starting to circulate, but the number of cases is way lower than last year, which was way lower than the year before. So I don't know why we keep talking about this, because it seems to be falling into the same category as flu, colds, that sort of stuff. So why do you think there's still so much attention to things like this?
To RSV is because we now have a vaccine for both young people and older adults. Mm-hmm. RSV has been a huge killer of newborns, infants, the first year of life, and the fact that we have a vaccine in that segment is just life prolonging, amazing. And I think the current, most recent news is now age 65 and older, there's a recommendation about it. And I'll have to tell you, I'm still thinking about it. And I think you probably have already thought about it.
Yeah, I have. And this is, the viruses and how to approach them. I can't tell you that I really understood respiratory. What does the RSV stand for? Respiratory something or other.
Syncytial virus.
Okay.
So, easy for you to say.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say, and not so easy for me to say. What I find troubling is the way that it's approached by the news media and how the headlines are misleading is probably the best word I can come up with. Yeah, it's a problem, something to be dealt with. There are ways to deal with it. Check with a professional, somebody who knows, and not, don't watch television and think, I better go get a shot. Talk, as Ken would say 100 times, to your doctor. All right, we're moving along here quickly with lots of great information. Dr. Ken and Doug here on Good Day Health.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Awesome day, another awesome time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here at the helm with Ken and his research and his intelligence and his great, nice, pleasant, positive attitude toward helping people out. It's hard when you look at some of the things that are bothering people. The business of dementia, we've had a couple of... I don't think a week goes by, actually. We don't talk in some way, shape, or form about dementia, what causes it? Could it be these traumatic brain injuries we were talking about? How does it connect to the other things that go on in your brain as you get older? Now, apparently, with all the ADHD that's around, people, I think there's an epidemic of it, and I don't know, some theorize it comes from shots. Who knows what the real answer is, but I know that there's a direct line now, Ken, between adults who have had ADHD and whether or not they risk dementia.
Right. I think part of ADHD at all ages is that we're aware of it. It's probably been around forever, and it just went under the diagnostic radar because it wasn't really on our list, and now it clearly is, and there was a time, you go back a decade or two, whether it was even debated whether it existed in adults, and now only Dr. Rip Van Winkle feels that way. But the news this week out of JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Network this week, is that adults, Doug, with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, fondly called ADHD, they're nearly three times more likely to develop dementia than other adults. Even when other risk factors for dementia, such as heart disease, are considered, adults with ADHD, Doug, have a significantly higher risk of dementia.
Isn't that interesting?
I remember,
back in my days when I taught school in the late 60s and early 70s, for 4 years, I taught English and speech and writing at a junior high school, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Oh, and ADHD.
I didn't know it then. Right. Nobody really knew it then. The kids that acted out, kids that had problems learning, concentrating, focusing. And I sometimes, when I learned about it at first, I thought, oh, this is an excuse. And to a point, maybe it is. It gets used by people sometimes as an excuse, but other times it's a real thing. Now, how it develops, some people would tell you it's because of certain shots that are given, vaccines. I don't know what the real answer is. I just know that it has been a problem, but not identified well. And then when you look at it, you think, good God, there's so many things that people are susceptible to because of the modern way of farming, what we eat, what we're exposed to, all of that stuff.
It's right. Fill them up with sugar and anyone's hyperactive. Let me just point out that the results of this study, the good news out of this study indicates that treatment with ADHD medication for people who truly have ADHD, and you have to be careful about over-diagnosis, but treatment with ADHD medication, Doug, may help reduce their dementia risk. There's no clear uptick in dementia risk found among ADHD patients who received psychostimulant medication. So this is good news to prevent dementia. If you have ADHD, make sure you get it treated, but don't over-treat.
How do we prevent ADHD? That's what I want to know. That's probably the $64 question.
I would think a lot of it has to do with diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kid. Yeah, maybe that's a lot of whatever's in your body, though. It doesn't seem to be natural or normal in most people's birth reality. Dr. Ken Cronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. We talk about drugs as we continue here on the Good Day Health program this week. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. There's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Humanitarian aid finally reaching Gaza. The aid convoy of 20 trucks finally entered the Gaza Strip today and was supposed to be filled with medicines, medical supplies, and a limited quantity of canned food for people there. Former President Trump says he has other plans the night of the third GOP presidential primary. He'll be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. His campaign disclosed that the Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at Ted Hendricks Stadium. Meanwhile, the judge in his civil fraud trial in New York has fined the former president $5,000 for violating his gag order and keeping up a Truth Social post attacking a law clerk that was supposed to have been removed. Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn has changed his mind and now says he's running for Speaker of the House. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The second half hour of our visit this week, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. He's there every day of the week, grinding away for 10, 12 hours a day, talking to people, spending his time, understanding what's going on with them to help them understand what's going on with them. He's got to understand it. That's the sign of a good doctor who really digs around to find all the influences medically in your body. So if you'd like to have the treat of dealing with him, having his ideas play into what's going on with you and your body, please call 352-735-1400 to schedule an appointment, whether directly there or on the Zoom, 352-735-1400. I said we were going to talk about drugs. And most of the time these damn drugs, you can't pronounce them, and that's the case with this first drug. It's a diabetes drug. Let me try. All right, I'm going to take a shot at this, Ken. You ready? Mounjaro. No,
that's 99.8. That's A+. Mounjaro.
Okay.
All Mounjaro, right. And that's the brand name tirzepatide with a T.
Oh, glad I didn't get a hold of that.
Is the scientific name. This is, Doug, however you bake this, this is huge news. Imagine losing 25% of your weight in 16 months. You know, this is what you see with surgery, bariatric surgery, and you may not want to become a bariatric surgeon after all this, but this is a drug, Mounjaro, that was approved for diabetes in May of 2022. And this study that was just reported this week in Nature Medicine, an outstanding medical journal, this study was performed in average weight people of 240 pounds, not with diabetes. That's what's important. So this drug now can be used for weight loss, in the obese, the overweight who have effects on the health because of the weight of being as little as being only overweight. In this study of 500 people who completed the study, in 16 months, the typical weight loss was 60 pounds. So that's 25% of your body going away with this drug after 16 months. Tirzepatide works by targeting two hormones that regulate appetite and feeling of fullness. And the difference between Mounjaro and the other popular weight loss drug that you've heard all a lot about, semaglutide, which in the diabetes form is called Ozempic. Who hasn't heard those advertisements?
Right.
In the weight loss, it's called, branded as Wegovy. It's just a different dose of the scientific chemical semaglutide. And the difference, again, that Mounjaro, also similar to Ozempic and Wegovy, but it targets two hormones to get rid of the appetite, and the other drug, semaglutide, just targets one. With diet and exercise, the participants lost 7% of their weight before they started the drug, and then after. Then they divided all these people up into two groups. The ones who got the Mounjaro lost an additional 18.4%. So any way you slice it, when you got the drug, you lost 25% on diet and exercise and the drug. And by comparison, again, this is similar to results that are seen with bariatric surgery. And I'm sure you're going to ask me about side effects of Mounjaro. They include nausea, diarrhea, and constipation, which were exacerbated as the dose was raised. So they got a bit worse as they were raised. If you have the side effects, just lower the dose. My experience with these drugs, 9 out of 10 people who start them are able to stay on them. This is a revolution in medicine. I'm not exaggerating. This is, you know, I've been steering people away from drugs for weight loss forever because the history is horrible, giving amphetamines, giving thyroid when you don't need it, giving drugs that ruin your heart valves, horrible, horrible, giving drugs that do nothing but create problems, horrible, horrible. This is a whole new world of weight loss. If you haven't succeeded with other means, it's just another possibility. And hopefully, as we've already seen with the semaglutide, that the Wegovy, that it actually does lower the risk of heart disease, as you would expect with obesity, and the outcomes, so-called outcome studies with Mounjaro, are certainly underway, and hopefully. And I'm beginning to see it where the insurers are lightening up and approving these drugs because they're seeing, even for them, the insurer, they're going to save money as people lose weight and lower their risk for a heart attack, stroke, cancer. This is a great revolution. And what's 25, you know, just think of the percent of people in America who are dealing with obesity and being overweight. It's probably at least half. It's huge. So this is a big deal.
All right. So as we're talking, I'm always doing a little research on my own. And I said we were going to talk about drugs, various types of drugs. There are some people who find the world of drugs to be godsend and life-saving, and there are others who say that the best drug is food because that's where the real nutritional value, that's where the real health comes from. And there's probably truth to both of those. But as I'm looking around here, I see that the FDA this week has approved Merck's new drug. I think it's called Keytruda, which is supposed to treat lung cancer, which is one of the most deadly cancers, man. You get a hold of that, gets into your system, and see you later. So what do we know? You think about all the big drug companies and their names. Merck certainly is familiar to most people for various reasons, although they didn't get in on the vaccine stuff for COVID, but they've got this Keytruda. How do you suppose it works? Or is it easy to...
This is immunotherapy, and, you know, it's been shown in breast cancer, lung cancer, just to help get your immune system in your own body revved up to get rid of, target the abnormal cells and not target the normal cells, which is a big problem with chemotherapy. And, you know, obesity is a huge problem bringing on cancer, and, you know, the latest studies show up to almost 40% of Americans are dealing with obesity. It's right. Just unbelievable.
Yep. All right. With that in mind, let's pause for a moment and think about the impact of using non-invasive way to fight back when it comes to you gaining weight, Calitrin. And a new, well, it's not a new product, but it's something we don't talk about much here, although it's worth a moment or two of our time, and you can find out more about it by going to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. There's a product they have called Belly Blast. So as you're losing the weight, sometimes the fat shows up and is not very pleasant to look at. That's what Belly Blast is all about. Again, an advanced fat burner that is all natural. And that's the key to all the products that come from Top of the World. Calitrin is their signature product, but there are other things there, like a Belly Blast. They've got a great multivitamin, all kinds of things that will help you live a better, longer, more healthy life. It starts with losing the weight and keeping it off. That's the key. Keep that weight off. As you lose it, support yourself with Calitrin, which is a way for you to give your body a boost, if you will, as you're trying to reform and get yourself back on track. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin and the Belly Blast. Go to the website toploss.com. Please check things out there. Losing weight is pretty simple this way, but it's not that simple. It takes work and focus and concentration. Get the inspiration at toploss.com. See how the program can be the right thing for you. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and the Halloween discounts on everything that's in their catalog. That's toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin.
This product is all about healthy weight loss, so there's no drugs, there's no stimulants, there's nothing that's going to make you feel sick or jittery. You actually take it at bedtime, and it works to rev up your metabolism naturally, rebuilding lean muscle tissue.
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LAW.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Got free shipping, among other things. The Halloween discounts apply on everything, so check it out at toploss.com. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronaus. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about drugs, and I just also, we were talking earlier about what happens with ADHD and brain stuff and then traumatic brain injuries, the way the depression sets in. Apparently, there is some encouraging news from the psychedelic drug department. There's not a separate place in the drugstore for, it doesn't have a sign, psychedelic drug department. But apparently, some people are using these drugs to treat brain injuries as well because they stimulate new neurons. And what has happened when you're, I would have thought psychedelic drugs would kill the neurons, wouldn't you? It would seem the, this is the exact opposite.
I don't think this is yet ready for the corner doctor's office.
Maybe not. Yeah.
This is out there doing research, and you know, Keytruda's been around for a while, which you brought up before.
Yeah.
And it's been used for many cancers, and really the news that you brought out was just an extended use for it to shrink one type of lung cancer before you operate. But this is how you advance. You just try these things on other places. Keytruda blocks an enzyme that stops the rapid growth, but this is just the extended use of these substances, how else it can help in other problems in the body, commonly done.
All right, so one other drug concern. I find this hard to believe that people straighten their hair using formaldehyde. Have you ever heard of that? Women, there are products that are the main ingredient is formaldehyde. Mostly black women use it to straighten their hair.
I think you're talking about a report this week in the people using this twice a year. There's an increased risk of uterine cancer.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the FDA said they're going to ban it.
That is concerning. I think it does deserve awareness and. Talk to your doctor about it if you've been using it, or, definitely you want to think a little more about whether you should be. And I would imagine that this is not going to be available very long.
I wouldn't think not, for all the right reasons, if you will. Speaking of drugs, you saw this week that about 1,000 drugstores around the country, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid are closing because there are too many of them. One of the things that has gotten out of focus is that these are not drug stores anymore. They've become shopping opportunities for all kinds of stuff and not really like the corner drugstore used to be. So they've gotten off of their mission. And is that going to be a hindrance to people getting access to drugs that may be necessary? Do you think that's much of a problem, or is it just not a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think a lot of the mail orders are undercutting the prices at
Amazon and stuff. Yeah,
at the brick. Well, among many others, are just the brick and mortar are getting competition, just like any retailers online, and that's what's going on.
All right, so that's a good explanation. I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, there's so much of that. I just refuse to buy stuff online. You don't know what you're getting. you're wasting a lot of gas, people delivering the stuff to you, the boxes that, you know, are a big waste. I don't know what people think they're saving, but if you're conscious at all, you'll figure out you're not saving anything. All right, let's get back to reality here. Questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Use that number if you got questions. We'll get the answers to a lot of questions from Ken in a moment.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't miss the opportunity to be with Ken, to have him check out what's going on. If you're concerned about something or a number of things and you haven't gotten good answers, give the office a call, 352-735-1400, to get in alignment with Ken. And as I said, you can always call in your questions for Ken, 855-999-3684. A lot of information this week about breast cancer. We have Breast Cancer Awareness Month every year. There are indications I see from some research being done at the Cancer Center down in Columbus, for example, about how the signs of breast cancer may be missed. How could that be, Ken?
Well, everybody listen up, especially our woman listeners. Yes, Doug, the vast majority, as you expect, of women know that a lump in their breast likely signals the presence of cancer. Not definitely, but needs to be evaluated. But the key is that that's not the only sign of the potential disease. Let's go over some of these lesser known symptoms of breast cancer. Doug, you tell me how many of these you know. They include a retracted, inverted, or downward pointing nipple. Mm. Next, breast puck.
Yeah.
Well, are you aware of that?
No, okay. I am, actually, yes, but not for the reasons you're suggesting.
Let's go on to the next one, breast puckering, which may look like an indentation that appears when you raise your arms. Were you aware of that one?
No, I wasn't, actually.
And next, loss of
feeling. I'll bet a lot of women are not aware of it either. So
absolutely.
Everybody listen carefully to this. This is very important stuff.
Go over that one again?
Yeah, I'll hit it one more time.
So it's called breast puckering. which may look like an indentation that appears when you raise your arms. Mm. Okay, and then the next one, which I bet many are not aware of, loss of feeling in part of the breast. Were you aware of that one?
Nope.
And no. Another one, which you may be aware of, but pitting or thickening of the skin on the breast?
No, that one doesn't ring a bell either. I'm more hopeful that women are getting this because they're, even though the men in their lives can help them with this, this is something that you really, you can't ignore this stuff. And you need to know about it, and a lot of women don't. That's why we're going through this exercise.
One more, nipple discharge.
That happens a lot, but people confuse that with lactation.
Well,
some people continue to lactate after they've long since had a baby.
It doesn't absolutely mean that it's cancer, but if you have unexpected nipple discharge, please get that checked out by the doctor.
All right. Now, in league with that, a couple of other things. Let's stick with the breast cancer discussion here because as we continue to talk about ways of losing weight, the drugs that you talk about, I make reference to Calitrin, but people are on this kick, or they ought to be, because there's so many people that are overweight. Now, here's another reason for you to be concerned about being overweight.
It's interesting. You point this out over the years, Doug, about how the theme, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the studies coming out, and then the studies coming out about helping to treat obesity. There's another study in JAMA Network Open this week where we learn that many breast cancer survivors, Doug, take a hormonal drug after cancer treatment to stave off a recurrence of the breast cancer. But this new research, it suggests these drugs may be less effective in women who are obese. So if you're dealing with breast cancer already, please lose the weight. If you want to prevent the breast cancer, a huge effort that can be made to dramatically lower the risk is get rid of the obesity and limit the alcohol.
Breast cancer goes back to 3000 BC. At least that's what some of the ancient historical focuses have been going back. I would think it goes back as far as long as women have been around, frankly. And because this past week was World Breast Cancer Research Day, it was something that, you go back to the 70s and how things have changed so dramatically since then. I think you are you're one of many that tell people women need to get their breasts examined. You need self-examination, you need mammograms, maybe MRIs, but don't ignore the requirement to get it done, right? That's the bottom
line.
Start
talking to your doctor at age 40.
All right. Lots of words to the wise here. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here at your service at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. One.